Questions about the Iran war's duration and form hovered all week as its human, economic, and political fallout continued. You can find the latest news on our homepage, that's csmonitor.com, or on our app. Of course, we chart more than what might seem to be a constellation of global conflicts. This was also a week in which an astronaut crew rocketed moonward for a flyby, the first such mission in more than half a century. This weekend, we look at an oil shock's influence on renewable energy. A key part of China's long game, renewables are getting attention from a U.S. cohort that has not previously embraced it. We introduce you to an Americana songwriter moved by the legacy of faith and to an animal shelter volunteer who found herself at the hub of a caring community. We also have a new Why We Wrote This podcast episode up. Intelligence is an infinite quality, so why would it be earthbound? Stephen Humphreys presents excerpts of his interviews for a recent story he wrote on Project Hail Mary, a book that became a blockbuster movie. Find the full episode at csmonitor.com/whywewrotethis. It's Saturday, April 4th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, April 7th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Clay Collins. Here are today's Monitor stories. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth's removal of more than a dozen senior officers is raising concerns about what effect those decisions will have and whether they could undermine the military's nonpartisan tradition through politicized appointments. Anna Mulrine Groba reports for The Monitor. Asia has been hit hard by the oil shock caused by the Iran war, but the conflict could be a boon for China's new energy sector, including renewable energy, electric vehicles, and batteries. Ann Scott Tyson reports from Beijing for The Monitor. America's rising demand for electricity is putting focus on where that energy should come from. As President Donald Trump has sought to elevate fossil fuels, one fast-growing renewable energy source is attracting support from an unlikely place, political conservatives. Scott Baldoff reports for The Monitor. President Donald Trump is erecting new structures at a furious pace while putting his name on everything he can. Critics say it echoes a strongman style. Others simply see a penchant for legacy building and a long history of promoting the Trump brand. Linda Feldman reports from Washington for The Monitor. Legacy and faith play integral roles in Audrey Spillman's latest album. In a Q&A, she says it's about being grounded and leaving something authentic behind. Stephen Humphreys reports for The Monitor. And finally, our essayist, a novice volunteer, discovers that the most unlikely creatures and adopters often carry the biggest lessons about compassion. Contributor Courtney Rodzinski writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas and Ian Case.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.